Yuma Parakimel Mishnah Yud. The previous Mishnah ended off with Rabbi Shua ben Gamla that donated the garolos. He made them out of Zav. The Mishnah is now continuing to mention others that also we remember them for the contributions that they made to the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Kotin also Shnemasar Dad Likior. Ben Kotin made 12 faucets for the Kior. There was only one and they had to wait in line. We know that we said in the previous Mishnayos that there were 13 Kohanim that were doing Avoda in the Karban Tamid. And he made 12. The reason it's only 12, not 13, like the Rav explains, is because the Shechita is kosher for a non-Kohen too. So you didn't have to do Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglayim for Shechita. That's why there was only 12. But nevertheless, it was done because now it would save time instead of people waiting in line to wash their hands and feet. They could do it at the same time. Shalo Hayulo El Shnayim, because in the beginning they only had two. V'afu Asa Muchni L'Kior, and he also made a wheel to lower the Kior, the basin, into a well. Shalo Yu Meimav Nifsalin Belina. Rather than spilling out the water, because you can't have water in a klishares, which is the Kior, overnight, because it would become pusle and lina. So what he did was, by making a wheel, it made it much easier to lower it into the well. And when the Kior was lowered into the well, with the water inside of the Kior, and there was a hashaka, where the water sort of kisses the water in the well, it just touches and becomes part of the water in the well, there therefore is no lina. It's not left over water overnight because it's well water now, like the Rav explains. Munbaz HaMelech HaYa'osa Kol Yedos HaKelem Shel Yom HaKippurim Shel Zav. Munbaz HaMelech made all the handles of the Kelem that they use on Yom Kippur made out of gold. Munbaz and his mother Hilni Amalka, Rashi explains in Mabasar that he came from the Chashmonoim. However, Tfeisrael brings a Medrash Rabbah that says that Munbaz was Niskayer, and before he became king, him and his mother went to Yerushalayim and they stayed there many years. And even after he became king, his children were Gerei Tzedek al Admas Kodesh, meaning they stayed from. And he made the handles of the Kelim, because the Kelim themselves, you can't make knives out of gold, things like that. But at least you can make the handles of the Kelim that they'd use on Yom Kippur out of gold. Hilni Imo, Asasa Nivreshesh Shel Zav al Pischo Shel Heichal. Hilni, his mother, made like a candelabra out of gold by the opening of the Heichal. Why did she do this? Because the Heichal, Taisus Yontif says, in Maseches Midas, he brings, was 100 amas high, and it stood at the top of the Har HaBayis. And when the sun shone on it, this candelabra that was made out of gold would sparkle or glisten, and the people in Yerushalayim would know that it's the Zman Krishma, because the sun started coming up. And Taisus asks that really the optimal time for saying Krishma, the Vasikin, would say Krishma before Netzachama, so that they'd end up davening Shemona Esrei right by Netzachama. Taisus answers, Einachanami, this is for everybody else, that at least, even if you're not going to be Vasikin, at least you'll know that it's time that you can start saying Krishma. Even though you could have said it a little bit earlier than this, nevertheless, the sun is out and it's time to say Krishma. Vavhi also saw Tavla Shel Zav. She also made a golden tablet, Sheparasha Sota Ksuva Leah, that the Parsha of Sota was written on it. This way, when they would write the Parsha of Sota on a klaf and then have it erased into the water, they had what to copy it from, instead of having to bring a Sefer Torah inside every time. And there is a sugya whether or not you're allowed to write and copy from the Torah onto something like this. It's a machlekes, and the Gemara says that even according to the Shita that you're not, they didn't write all the words, they abbreviated with the Rosh Tevas. And finally, Nikonor Nasa Nisim Ladal Soysov. Nikonor, there were Nisim that happened with his doors. The Rav brings that he went to Alexandria of Mitzrayim to bring back doors, the Beis HaMikdash, very heavy doors, and there was a tempest out at sea, and the people on the ship threw out one of his doors to make it lighter for them, and then they wanted to throw out the second one, and he held on to it and said, you have to throw me with it, and then right after that, the storm stopped, and then when they got to Akko, he saw that underneath the boat was the other door that they threw to the sea. So that was the Nes, because of his Mesiris Nefesh, and that's the Shar Nikonor that they had in the Beis HaMikdash from those two doors. And they remembered him with praise. Mistama, obviously all of the other ones mentioned this Mishnah, they remembered for praise. It's probably just because we're now going to go to the next Mishnah where the Mishnah is going to do the opposite.